In Australia, floodwaters are still causing havoc in the city of Brisbane and nearby towns. Aid groups are scrambling to provide assistance. Jacqueline Pascal directs the relief group Operation Angel. She is coordinating aid to one of the hardest-hit towns, Toowoomba, from her home in Melbourne. She tries to fill those niches in emergency care that other aid groups don't target.
For example, we're needing to get gumboots out to people.
They're the big, the big high boots, like thigh high.
Yeah, like fishermen's boots. It's currently our summer, and so those are out of stock. So I contacted a girlfriend in New Zealand, and she's managed to secure 1,600 pairs, because with the snakes that have come to the surface with the rains and the floods and the debris and the raw sewage and the mosquitoes and Lord only knows what's in the muddy waters that have been flowing through 75% of the state of Queensland, they need to be wearing gumboots. So that's my desperate thing at the moment. The other thing I'm searching for is mosquito netting, because we do have a public health warning out now that we will be facing dengue fever, which is on par with malaria.
Yeah, Jacqueline, give me another example of something, a product in need that you're trying to fulfill.
We have got pallets and pallet loads of feminine hygiene products going up for the ladies who will need them. It's things that people don't think of necessarily. When you're running from 10-metre high floodplains, you don't take those things with you, but you still need them.
Well, I bet there are a lot of women in Australia who are extraordinarily grateful to you, even if they don't think it's coming to you. But how have you been able to supply these women and also the children? Because I know that you're particularly interested in their plight and the needs, as you say, that don't often get met by the military that's mobilized now and also by other humanitarian aid groups.
How you fill these niches and how you find these products is simply getting on the telephone with absolutely no shame whatsoever. Tomorrow we're going after masses and masses of towels, used towels, so that people can have showers. Also, we are going to the underwear manufacturers of Australia and asking them for their, we call them seconds in Australia, which means manufactured goods that may not be quite perfect but are still totally wearable. At least if they can have a shower and slip on some clean underwear, it goes a way to feeling human again and giving someone their dignity. So we're going after new underwear and brassieres and things like that.
Jacqueline, I wonder if you could leave us with perhaps an anecdote from your work that would continue to make real for our listeners what these weeks of heavy rains have meant for individual Australians.
Well, there's a couple of stories that come to mind. Queensland is a horse country. It's where we breed our horses, but it's also where our cattlemen live on their horses, and farmers live or die by their livestock. And I have a friend, Sarah, up in Queensland, and she has spent the last two nights out in waist-high water trying to retrieve horses. And she's been out at the peak of the floods trying to lasso horses to bring them to safety. Some horses have actually been found on the roofs of homes in the country districts and rescued with terrible gashes on their sides. And I joked to Sarah last night before she went out, for goodness sakes, woman, could you please at least this time tie the torch to yourself with a bit of string so, A, you don't lose the torch, and if you do get swept away, at least there's a light bobbing around. We'll be able to send out a search party for you. On a more serious note, though, one of the terrible stories that have come out today. Can you imagine you're a 19-year-old young woman and you're standing on one side of the creek and suddenly an inland tsunami, a flash flood, comes rushing down the creek beside which your parents' home nestles? You see them in the kitchen window and suddenly the wall of water crashes through the back doors and you watch as your parents are taken down the creek and disappear from sight. And all you can see is your brother pushing through the windows, pushing your younger sister up into the roof to save her life, but unable to help your parents. And that's one of the images that will stay with me from the floods this last 24 hours.
That's Jacqueline Pascal, who directs Operation Angel, a humanitarian group that's working in the flooded areas of Queensland, Australia. You can find out more online at theworld.org.